Recreational weed may become legal in Connecticut. We're going to talk to the governor about that in an hour. What should Connecticut employers be prepared for? Let's talk to an expert, attorney Michelle Flores out of Los Angeles. Will employers have to change their drug testing policies?
Well, they certainly can, and I think that employers should take this opportunity to take a look at what their policies are right now and determine what it is that they want to be in the future if indeed recreational cannabis becomes legal. Because we need to remember that this is still illegal under the federal law.
So because of the federal law, if a company says you can't test positive for weed, Connecticut changes to legalize recreational weed, you can still say you can't test positive for weed?
Very likely, yes.
Very likely.
Like if you're a brain surgeon or something like
so
that.
So does that mean a Supreme Court fight coming?
Not necessarily. Most of the laws currently on the books in the states where recreational cannabis is legal has some specific provision that says, however, this law does not suggest or require an employer to violate federal law. And if it's still illegal under federal law, then possibly the employer would be violating federal law if allowing it.
So if you're a company with drivers,
yeah,
you could say, no, you can't test, right?
Or defusing bombs, stuff like
right.
that. Yeah.
Or firefighters.
Right.
Cops.
Exactly, right. Or mathematicians.
Well, usually there's a safety sensitive issue that comes into play regardless. But we do have to remember, nothing in the law says you can come to work impaired. Most folks, I would say, recognize they're not supposed to come to work drunk. Otherwise, they're going to suffer some consequence of it.
I show up here Monday. I don't get tested to see if I had a drink over the weekend.
Right.
Correct. But if you show up and there's a chance that your employer has a reasonable suspicion drug testing policy, so if you appear impaired, there is a chance that you could be perceived through your behavior as possibly posing a safety concern to yourself, to others in your working environment.
That's if you're impaired.
Right.
Impaired.
But what I'm getting at is because a lot of people just want to smoke a joint on a weekend and then they come to work and they're fine.
Exactly. Right.
Right. Now, Connecticut legalizes recreational weed. Companies are protected because they can say in their employee handbook or their guidelines that we're going to go with the federal law.
Right.
And if you test for weed, you're done.
You're out. Yeah.
Generally speaking, it's going to depend on the exact language of the law that is ultimately passed in Connecticut.
Oh, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But most states that are legalizing recreational weed are leaving that little window for companies to lean towards federal law if they want to.
Exactly. Because, again, we have to recognize it still is illegal under federal law.
All right. Because you can go out to lunch and have a beer. And come back.
Right.
Can you?
Some places, yeah.
I don't know.
Can Maybe. You?
Well, I think people here do it.
What the famous martini lunch just business kidding, I have.
Yeah. I like how you asked that. Can you?
Wait, want to work here?
Yeah, come on over.
It's okay. You can work here.
I don't know. Can you go out and have a beer and come back to work?
You could.
Many cannot.
Well, luckily, I don't have a lunch break here.
Just one beer, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, breakfast, whatever.
Because I was going to relate that to what if you go out for lunch, smoke a half a joint, you work in a machine shop.
Yeah, one or two hits. Yeah.
Well, actually, it's funny that you say a machine shop because that's exactly what I was envisioning as somebody on a line where there is mechanisms going on that could severely impact the safety of your colleagues or yourself.
Yeah.
The issue with cannabis is the prolonged aspect of a THC marker in your blood, but is it really affecting or impairing your performance? And again, not even only just a safety concern, but you're getting paid to do something, and if you can't do it, then there's also that issue. You're simply not performing the job you're getting paid for.
Well, we're going to be talking to you a lot over the upcoming months because we feel like there's going to be a big shift here in Connecticut.
Absolutely.
Michelle, thank you for coming on. We're linked up to Akerman.com in Los Angeles. So if there's any employers listening who want to get some clarity on this, they can help.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
A lot of feedback from the tribe on the phone right now. Billy and Shelton.
Good morning.
Hey. Hello.
So my wife came down with cancer about 4 years ago. And,
sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's in remission. She's doing really good. But she didn't want to do the opioids prescriptions from the doctor, so she went out and got her medicinal card.
Right.
Now, she applied to a couple companies in Connecticut for employment, and two or three of the parent companies that she applied to were out of state. And they don't have medicinal, legalized laws.
So the policies from corporate are different they're not in line with Connecticut law.
That's correct. And even though she was going to work for a company in Connecticut and she legally has her card, they won't hire her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think I might bring this up to the governor when we talk to him in an hour.
Because, it's kind of frustrating. I mean, if she's working in this state, she's legal in this state,
Right.
She got the job. She's qualified,
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to say smoking joint.
I just wanted to bring that up to you.
Excellent. I'm going to grab this clip, and I'm going to play it for the governor in an hour.
Okay. Nice talking with you. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Beef Man.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
A friend of mine was denied employment because he was out drinking the night before, Sunday night, and he had alcohol in his system. So he tried to fight
it. How did they know? They smelt it on him?
Oh, no, they did the test. It was still in the system. You know how sometimes you drink a lot at night and you're still drunk technically?
Yes.
Wow.
Do I?
It's a way of life.
but you know what?
You think we're sober now?
But the thing was, he went to an attorney. The attorney said, in the state of Connecticut, they can deny you employment for almost any reason they want, as long as it's not discrimination. So if a company has a policy, whether it's legal or not, that you can't have marijuana in your system, you still have a problem.
Let's keep in mind that a company doesn't even have to tell you that, right? They could just say, we had a stronger candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's age discrimination that you can, it's impossible to prove, all that kind of stuff. But
right.
But you got to be careful because even if they legalize it, I think you may still have issues here. So.
All right. Thank you, Beef.
Okay.
Harsh and buzz here.
Big Mike Stud.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I'm a truck driver. We got like 30-odd drivers where I work, and we get tested randomly for drugs and alcohol. They do a breathalyzer and that. And even if you're not drunk, if you just test over that limit, whatever that limit is, then you can't drive. And same thing with pot. If pot is legal, it doesn't matter because alcohol is legal. If you're impaired or perceived to be impaired, they could stop you from driving or working.
So I'm guessing they do these random tests in the morning when you show up.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't know until you come in the morning. They go, okay, go pee in the cup, and then they do the breathalyzer after that.
Do you know how they pick people? Is everyone?
No, it's all random. It's on the computer. If you have X amount of employees. You have to test X amount percentage of those every month.
Yeah. Okay.
And
they test the same people?
It depends. I've been tested twice in a month, and then I haven't been tested for like a year. So it's just all random.
Yeah.
It's like it looks like lottery.
Like the guy with the pot leaf T-shirt. Yes. Test him.
The guy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy goes, "Whoa, how you doing?
He's a good driver. Don't test him. Right. You don't want to lose him.
Yeah, really."
And I think it's a good thing, so because I don't want an impaired driver or even a little bit impaired to be driving a truck down the road, kill you or your family or get in an accident or something,
No, I hear you.
No, but the test, if the impairment in Connecticut for alcohol is, I think, 0.08, right?
Okay.
What is it for a truck driver? Is it the same level?
No, it's lower because you don't have to be drunk, but if you have alcohol in your system, they don't want you to drive.
Jeez. Well, so you can't even drink the night before.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to get hammered then come to work. That's the problem. I went out and had a couple of drinks, with dinner or whatever, and next day, no problem,
Right. But it's worse you're hauling liquor.
if you drink like Chaz drinks, forget it.
Yeah, like you don't want to test me on a Saturday morning.
No, you're not. No. No.
Yeah.
No, I'll blow the machine even up. Even a week after the Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
All right, man.
Still coming down.
Mike, thank you. I've been better, though.
Yes.
Tell you that. Slow down a lot. Things slow down.
What do you mean you slow down?
I've slowed down a lot.
Wow.
Derek.
Hey, good morning, Chaz. AJ.
Hey, you beat
everybody.
The retest?
Hey, I'm Phil.
Yeah. Get to the point.
Yes. I beat the test.
How?
I smoked the night prior. This is going back a few years.
Okay.
I smoked the night prior, had a random test the next day, and I beat it. And here's how. I basically drank Mountain Dew like it was going out of style.
Okay.
And I passed. I was basically crapping in my boots, thought I wouldn't.
Yeah. So what's the Mountain Dew do?
The Mountain Dew do flushes everything out. I was literally urinating.
Why can't
like
you just drink water
green.
Then?
Yeah, wait.
Right.
No. The Mountain Dew has something in it.
The caffeine?
Nah.
Whatever
fates.
It is, there's right. something in Mountain Dew.
Right.
Phosphates, all the different sodiums that just flush through your kidneys.
Mm. And how many hours before?
The testis theory out, Chaz.
Smoking the night before.
Right.
But like, so you go into work and...
That's good.
Right. We should test this theory out, Chaz.
Yeah. All right, AJ.
All right.
You're the resident pot smoker.
There you go. Allegedly.
Figured out. That's right. Do you have a card yet?
No.